Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Sons of El Rey, a novel by Alex Espinoza. Read by Gisela Chipe, Tony Chirodes, Lee Osorio, and Andre Santana.
In the ring, and even in the depths of their voluntary ignominy, wrestlers remain gods because they are, for a few moments, the key which opens nature, the pure gesture which separates good from evil, and unveils the form of a justice which is at last intelligible. Roland Barthes. Ernesto Vega. A friend once told me, "The dead tell the best lies." I will try to be honest, even though I never learned how. No, I wasn't born a luchador. I was shaped into one by circumstance, by a life lived without tenderness or sympathy, by my father's beatings when I was a boy, his constant attempts to toughen me up, to make me a man. Un hombre valiente, he'd say. El Rey Coyote was my lucha libre persona. The long and flowing cape with its wide shoulder pads and furry collar, the spandex tights, the boots, and the mask, bright white fabric inlaid with thick gold borders outlining the eyes, nose, and mouth. It was an act, and I got lost in it. I can't be blamed, though. I only wanted to be seen and recognized. And I got my wish. All over Mexico, throngs of people packed those vast stadiums. They stood on their seats, raised their voices. They cheered for him, for me. And I was truly loved. But I didn't choose to become El Rey Coyote. When I moved to Mexico City with my wife, he found me. We were destined for each other. Either good guy técnicos or bad boy rudos, we do it for la gloria, for the honor, for the sacrifice. The punches to the stomach, the chest, the groin, the smacks on the back from an opponent or the mat as I leapt from the top cord, pivoting in the air, then falling so hard the sensation sent shocks like...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?